and nothing that I don't.
That music means it's time for the Blue and Gold Show with John Mad Dog Horner, and he has got some special guests in the studio. He's fired up, ready to play. Niners new big pickup.
Yeah,
McCaffrey.
That is a big pickup from Carolina.
Yes.
Wow.
Man, that is big. I mean, for him to be injected into that running team.
Right. Well, I mean, just run because they lost last week.
My Fred Wilson on my fantasy team might lose some value all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. But you know something? You guys lost last week, though.
We did lose.
I just want you to admit it. I want you to address this.
We need to inject something.
And who won last week? Oh, Seahawks. Seahawks did.
The Seahawks?
Yeah, Seahawks. They won last week.
Well, good morning, Gino Warrior fans.
Hold on.
We can't talk about Seahawks anymore.
Gino looks like a great.
Gino. We heard this about Russell.
No, that's old news. Anyway, it is time for the Blue and Gold Show, ladies and gentlemen.
I have two standout Warrior athletes in the studios this morning. We have junior football player Cadence Harrison and junior standout volleyball captain McKenna Curtis. Welcome to the show, guys. And we'll start with you, McKenna. You want to give a shout out to any of your family and friends?
Yeah, I think I'm going to give a shout out to all my teammates, my coaches, Debbie, Pablo, Petra, and then all my family members, mom, dad, Cameron, if you're out there listening, and my grandparents.
Caden, you're up next. Who do you want to give a shout out to?
I'll give a shout out to my parents and my grandma and my aunt and my whole team and coaches.
The Big Four conference football season begins tomorrow night as the defending champion Del Norte Warriors travel to Eureka High for a 7:30 battle for the Loggers homecoming at, what's the name of that stadium? Albie Stadium. That's right. Tune into the Warrior pregame show at 7:10. Once again, it's not tonight, folks. It's tomorrow night, Saturday night, 7:10. We'll have the pregame show on 97.9 FM and on DelNorteSports.com. But before we start talking about football, let's dive into the celebrations going on with the Del Norte volleyball squad. Completed their undefeated league run, finishing 8-0 in conference play, 26-8 overall, and ranked number 3. In the North Coast Section Max Prep Division 4 rankings. McKenna, it's been a successful season so far, but it's not over by any means. It's just starting for you guys. And so what does the next couple weeks look like?
Well, we're probably going to start off with some really intense practices. I think we've got 3 more practices to get down under our belts. We've been really trying to focus on individual skills, building that. Around our team, because I think we've done a really good job around the teamwork part, and I think we're trying to get a little bit more experience on individual skills so that we can work better as a team.
Now, unlike football, a lot of times in football, they got lots of tape. A lot of tape on different teams, especially with the North Coast sections, the coaches trade. Do you guys do a lot of film work? I know league play is different, right? League play, you know what you're coming up against, the blockers, the hitters you got to see. And when it comes to North Coast sections for volleyball, are you guys able to scout a little bit, able to prepare for certain teams?
It kind of just depends. A lot of times we will stalk them on Facebook a little bit, see if any moms live stream. I know last year we did that with the team that we played. I think we got to watch 1 or 2 games. Not 100% sure if that's what we're going to do this year.
Depends on who you play, right?
Yeah, I think it just depends. If it's anything like last year, it probably would be smart just to get a little bit of an idea of what we're going against and know how we should prepare ourselves. But I think in general, we just got to keep doing our thing no matter who we play.
Well, looking at this squad, you guys are young this year. I went to senior night, only graduated 2 seniors this year, and you guys are going to have a lot of people coming back, but I want to kind of talk about a lot of you guys are juniors, sophomores, the dedication it takes to play, because Del Norte volleyball is not just a sport in the fall. It's a way of life. It's kind of a family that you kind of are engulfed in throughout the year. And what makes that kind of special?
Well, you're right. It is definitely kind of like a family team chemistry. I think it all kind of starts out in the summer when we're coming in for summer program. We play a little bit of volleyball here and there, work on some skills, and then we go lift hard in the weight room. And then we do sprints afterwards and conditioning. And I think that's where we really start to build our team chemistry, is starting there, because we're all working hard together. We're all going through the pain together. And then once the season starts, we're ready and we all got the same expectation of each other. I know this year we had a freshman, we had three sophomores come in. And so to be able to play with underclassmen like that and everybody be on the same level mentally, it's been a really real blessing to have that kind of diversity on the team. And I think just going into the postseason, it's going to be all about what can we do as a team? How are we going to help each other out? And what are we going to do to make ourselves better?
Now, Kane, when we talk about, I went to the last game, went to the senior night game where they finished the 8-0 mark. And hats off to the football team. You guys represent very well over the student section. It was Hulk night. I didn't see you with you. Did you have your shirt off? Were you all shirted up?
Yeah, I did.
See?
I
had no shirt, all painted green. You got to love it. A lot of spirit. What's it like when you go to the volleyball games? McKenna hits the ball hard. You guys get pumped up over there. Is it pretty exciting at Tuna Gymnasium?
Yeah, it's pretty fun watching and cheering, especially when McKenna could hit the ball like she's punching someone in the face. Yeah, it's cool.
I want to see her hit against you guys on the receiving side of that. I want to see how that works out for her.
Yeah, we probably win.
Whoa, a shot across the bow right there. We'll see how that works. McKenna, you're up for that challenge?
Yeah,
go for it. Okay, I can't wait for that to happen. So the way North Coast Sections is going to run, you guys are going to get the placings are on Sunday. Next week on Wednesday will be the first round. And with the league championship you guys have, it guarantees you guys that first round home game unless you get a bye, obviously. And then the quarterfinals will be Saturday, October 29th. If you get in the top four, you have that opportunity for two home games, which is what we're really shooting for on that Saturday, October 29th. Semifinals are the following Wednesday, and then the finals will be Saturday, November 5th. Hopefully we make a deep run into the playoffs. Good luck to you guys, Ryan.
Thank you, yeah.
And we're going to take a quick break in the action. When we come back, we're going to talk football.
We have a sweet surprise for you. The state of California's climate credit is back on your Pacific Power bill. Now you can save money while also helping improve California's environment and air quality. And save more by investing in energy-saving Watt Smart upgrades. The California Climate Credit. Good for you, better for the environment. For ideas on how to save energy and money, visit bewattsmart.com. That's bewattsmart.com.
It's all new. Yes, it's all new. Your hometown Sears, locally owned and operated, invites you to check out their all new location on Railroad Avenue across from Superfly Restaurant. You'll experience the same friendly staff, huge selection of appliances, and power equipment sure to please. Your hometown Sears is open 7 days a week for your convenience. Come by our new Railroad Avenue location. Help us celebrate this brand new space. We are locally owned and operated and look forward to serving you and your family.
Welcome, Warrior fans, back to the Blue and Gold Show here on Friday morning. And Del Norte is playing on a special Saturday this weekend as they take on Eureka. It's 7:30 tomorrow at Albee Stadium, the last game that will be played at Albee Stadium before they redo the surface. It's a grass field right now. They're going to turf it. Possible rain tomorrow in the forecast at Albee Stadium, so it could be a slick track as that field doesn't hold water too well. We'll be on the air for the pregame show at 7:10 on 97.9 FM and or on DelNorteSports.com. In the studios today, I have Caden Harrison, the running back, linebacker, one of the key players to the Del Norte Warriors. And, you know, Caden, last time against Eureka, Del Norte's defense controlled the Loggers. Talented quarterback Rogan Brody, who was sacked, ended up with minus 16 rushing yards. He also was only able to pass for 33 yards. Caden, can you guys repeat that dominating performance against Brody tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think so. And especially with the rain, it'll help us a lot because you won't be able to run or throw the ball as well. They're going to force the run a lot more, which we could stop.
Well, you know, we talked about that game a little bit in the past weeks. 45-0 was the score 2 weeks ago when you beat Eureka. It took a 17-0 halftime lead. That's three in a row over Eureka. For the past five, you kind of got Eureka's number right now. You're rolling into this game 5-1. How has the last couple weeks been? Knowing that you just beat the team you're preparing for 45-0, how's coach kept you guys, you know, excited and pumped up for this game?
We've been practicing on them a lot. We've been working out. We've just been doing the same thing. The only thing is no game on Friday, so.
Little different. You guys practice today?
Yeah, we practice today.
Are you guys going to practice earlier?
We're going to do the same practice.
Same thing. Keep it same in track. And tell RJ that I owe cookies. Yep. I owe cookies because you guys had the 45-0 victory last week. So tell RJ those will be coming this weekend or maybe next week during the, if you guys get another goose egg.
All right.
That sound good?
Sounds good.
We talked a little bit to McKenna about the band of brothers kind of thing or the band of sisters when it comes to volleyball. Football in Del Norte County has always been big in the fall, but now it has kind of taken another level when it comes to the program. You guys almost don't stop year round when it comes, especially it comes to the linebackers and the running backs. You guys kind of have a band of brothers when it comes to competing against each other. You talked about a little bit earlier about how running backs keep coming back in the mix. How competitive is it at that running back spot and the linebacker spot when it comes to that offseason workout?
Well, there's so many good players. We all just want to play. We all have grown up playing together. We all want to start. We all want to do our best.
But the camaraderie at the same time, the competitive edge, you guys are all pretty close in the aspect of y'all root for each other.
Yeah, we all love each other.
Off season, you guys have the 7-on-7. How do you think that changed this year's philosophy when it came to you guys playing?
Well, I think that helped us with the passing game and the routes and everything. And we got Ethan Thomas, who's great. And that really showed how good he could be. And it helped us on the routes, obviously, and defense, just knowing where we need to be before the season starts.
RJ going down for a couple of weeks. You have Antonia down for a little bit. DeSalini's been banged up a couple of times. How important has it been for you guys to be so deep in the running back and linebacker spot where you guys can kind of plug and play?
It's really nice because then those guys don't have to get themselves more beat up. And we have so many people who can go out there and play and do their own thing.
Talking about the running back spot, you got to give a shout out to your offensive line. Yeah. Just like, you know, when it comes to volleyball, McKenna, the certain players that always dig every ball up. How important is it in the football team for you guys to be successful with that front line?
It's really important because we wouldn't be able to run the same 500 plays every game because they're so good at blocking.
Well, and the scary thing is, with our volleyball squad, 8-0, you got to feel a little pressure. League play starts tomorrow. There ain't no, you can't lose that goose egg.
Yeah, we won't lose. We're going to go in there with the same mindset like they're any other team. We're going to beat them again.
Good. So you got Eureka on Saturday. Then you go back down to Eureka next Saturday for a 2:00 game against St. Bernard's. St. Bernard's improving each week. They're getting a lot of players back. Is it on your radar yet, or are you guys just focusing on the Loggers right now?
This week, we've just been focusing on the Loggers. Because last year, we went into their home field, and they hung with us till halftime. Really good game, and got to be better.
Are they scoring in the first half?
No.
You got to love it. Mike, you got to love it when defensive players are excited like that.
Oh, man, I'm fired up.
You know, McKenna, you've watched homecoming. You got to see the football team play. What impresses you about not just this team, but about the program?
Well, I think Coach Nick White does a good job with these guys. I think that they're very well conditioned and very smart. I think they just got to keep doing what they're doing. Don't take anything for granted. Just keep staying athletic and do what you do. Because, I mean, I was very impressed. I liked the score. Didn't let Eureka score whatsoever. And they just came out very aggressive, very good mindset from the beginning. They just got to keep doing what they're doing.
Caden, we were talking to, I always watch Coach Foss on the sidelines. He gets pretty excited when that second half rolls around. You guys are up 24-33-0. And the other team gets a little desperate, starts throwing some long balls, trying to get that score. How important is it to Coach Foss to keep that goose egg on the board?
He loves defense. He doesn't want to see us get our heads down or any long catches on us. I love Coach Foss.
You know, something we haven't really talked about all season, especially on the Blue and Gold show, is how important your special teams has been. My goodness. And a lot of times you guys have, you know, in the last couple of games, you guys have come out a little bit slow in a lot of different ways. But how big has it been for that team to kind of spark you guys and get you guys rolling?
Special teams is really good, especially with Daniel's kicker. And we got Kai back as punter. And we just need to break down more, at least I do. And we have really good returners. We have a lot of speed.
It's different for a Del Norte team in the aspect of you with Daniel kicking the ball so far. Coverage is so much bigger than it was in the years past where Del Norte was just kicking it 20 yards and playing the position game, right? So coverage becomes a big more deal.
Yeah, Coach Dana is doing a really good job at making sure we do our job, go where we need to be, getting a lot of talented guys on our kickoff team and all our special teams.
Caden, final thoughts. What do you got to do to win tomorrow night?
Just keep our mindset like it's any other team. Go as hard as we can. That's it.
Game time 7:30. We'll be on the air at 7:10 tomorrow night as Delnor takes off to Eureka to take on the Loggers on their homecoming game. McKenna, good luck in Selection Sunday for you guys for North Coast Section. We'll keep you guys updated on our Facebook page, and we'll keep you updated on our sports reports to let you know when the Delnor Warrior volleyball team's playing. If they do play at home next Wednesday, pack the gym at Tuna Gymnasium. And it should be a great time. Thanks for coming, guys.
Hi, this is Brett Eldridge.
Hey, this is Jake Owen.
KPOD-FM Crescent City, your St. Jude radio station.
From ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. At least three dozen states say they're